This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
Back from Turkey in the World Puzzle Championship. You have some results for us?
Yeah, the U.S. did very well. Out of 27 countries, we finished second. I'll give you a full report on my trip next week in the form of a puzzle.
Oh, swell. All right, well, we'll have to wait for next week to hear the championship puzzle. Let's start with the challenge you gave us last week.
Yes, I said if you write the word WOW in capital letters and hold it up to a mirror, you'll see WOW perfectly reflected in the mirror. And the puzzle was, think of a nationality, write it in capital letters, and if you remove one stroke from the first letter and one stroke from the last letter and hold up a mirror at the side, the name of a nationality will be perfectly reflected in the mirror. What nationality is it?
Well, I was stumped. What's the answer?
It is Haitian, H-A-I-T-I-A-N, and if you remove the middle, that horizontal stroke from the first and last letters, it looks exactly alike in the mirror.
Wow. Well, this stumped a lot of folks last week. We only received about 1,000 entries, and from those correct entries, our randomly selected winner is Nathan Heslink from Alexandria, Virginia. Hi, Nathan.
Hello, Leanne.
How long have you been playing our puzzle?
I've been downloading it on Monday morning to get my juices flowing for about a year.
And I understand this is the first time you've ever sent in an answer.
It is.
Tell us what you do in Alexandria.
I am a contractor for the Army.
Uh-huh.
Or Belvoir.
Oh, okay. Are you ready to play our puzzle?
If you brought your A game, I am.
My A game. You brought your A game, right, Nathan?
We'll see.
All right, let's play. Will, meet Nathan. Nathan, meet Will.
All right, Nathan, every answer today is a familiar phrase in the form blank of blank, where the first word starts with the letter T. I'll give you the last word in the phrase. You tell me the first word. For example, if I said departure, you would say time, as in time of departure. Here's number one is events.
Type of event?
Oh, turn of events.
Turn of events, is it? Good. Here's number two, war. It's a game that people play with a rope.
Oh, tug of war.
Tug of war, is it? Your next one is fate, F-A-T-E.
Twist of fate.
Twist of fate, good. Endearment.
Terms of endearment.
Right? Cancer. And think of the globe on this one.
There'd be one of Capricorn, right?
Oh, yes. Tropic of Cancer.
Yeah.
Tropic of Cancer, is it? Athens. As in the capital of Greece.
This would be a tough one.
And think Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a play and the guy's name starts with a T?
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw it in the Globe last year in London. I can't remember what it is.
Okay, that's scary that you saw it.
It's
and
scary
don't remember.
That, yeah. It's
Timon.
Timon, yeah. That's it. T-I-M-O-N. Good. Duty.
Tour of Duty.
You know that.
That's it. Thought you'd get
Army,
that
yeah.
one. Babel.
Tower of Babel.
That's it. Thought.
Thought?
Uh-huh. This is something that you don't want to lose.
Train of thought.
Train of thought, is it? Iodine.
Very old-fashioned word.
Old-fashioned term. You know, I haven't heard this in a while.
I don't know. Leanne, can you help me out?
Yeah, this one I can, because I'm old. tincture.
Tincture of iodine, is it? How about Versailles?
Treaty of Versailles.
Nice.
Treaty of Versailles. Wills.
Wills?
W-I-L-L-S.
Final Testament?
No.
Oh, Test of Wills.
Yeah.
Test of Wills, is it? Voice.
Tone of voice.
Tone of voice. Knowledge.
Test of knowledge?
No.
Theory of knowledge?
No. Think biblical.
Biblical. Is in Genesis, I believe.
Oh, Tree of Knowledge.
Yeah.
Tree of Knowledge, is it? Contents.
Table of Contents.
That's it. And your last one is morning. Oh, and actually the last one is the morning. It's something you might say to somebody else in the morning.
Top of the morning.
Top of the morning
is it.
If you were Irish, you might say that. These were interesting ones, Will. Did you work these out on the plane on the way back from Turkey?
Actually, I did thought of it in Turkey, and most of it lying in bed.
Oh, man. Wait. Well, Nathan, I thought you did really well. And you're going to take home some wonderful prizes for playing the puzzle with us today. We have a very special guest to tell you about them. There was a career day in the Arlington, Virginia public schools this past week, and we had a visitor who was shadowing us around. Her name is Sophie Bennett, and she came in to read the list of prizes.
For playing our puzzle today, you get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's College 8 Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Short's latest book series, Will Short's Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3, from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Short's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and the new CD compilation from NPR Sunday Puzzles.
And that's Sophie Bennett, a student in the Arlington, Virginia public school system. Hey, Nathan, what'd you think?
Great fun.
Yeah, it is.
Prizes.
Yeah, a whole bunch of prizes. And before we let you go, you have to tell us what member station you listen to, Nathan.
WAMU.
All right. Nathan Hessling from Alexandria, Virginia. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with
us today.
Thank
you very much.
Okay. Will, we need a challenge for next week, as you know.
Yes, it comes from Henry Hook of Brooklyn, and Henry's one of the country's top crossword constructors, and it's kind of a tricky puzzle. Name an auto manufacturer and a telecommunications company whose names are exact opposites of each other. So again, an auto manufacturer and a telecommunications company, both well-known companies, whose names are exact opposites of each other. What names are they?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline for this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.